This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Monday, Monday.
I hate this daylight savings time.
Shawn Michael Lyons, Lyles.
Oh, one of the great newsmen
Shawn Michael,
of all time.
You'll know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
Are we in standard time right now, or are we in daylight savings time?
We are currently, hold on a second, we are in daylight saving time.
Daylight
DST,
saving time.
We like to call that. Yeah.
And the push, which by the way, I'm for, is for us to stay at this time 365.
Why we go monkeying around with the clocks is beyond me.
Well,
it's not
I think
right.
It has to do with there being no sunlight in the morning in the wintertime.
No, it has to do with preserving fuel to win World War I.
Really?
Yeah, and we did win, by the way.
Well, I did know that.
Yeah. We got in late.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, when you say that, well, why don't we just keep it the way it is? Well, that's easy to say now, but when you say that in July when, you know, everything's askew, or more so, actually, when you say that, in the wintertime when the sun is going down and you're not even done with, the afternoon
break. It's like you're
break.
Living in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I understand. But what they do is they roll the clock back. I thought
like
that
it.
Was so there'd be sunlight in the morning.
I don't like I go to bed.
No, it's sunlight in the afternoon.
In the That's afternoon.
Yeah, they want
I
want
to go to bed at when I go to bed. And I want to wake up when I wake up, and I want there to be the same number of hours in between those two events every day.
Yeah, they used to mess. They messed with that but way back in the early 70s, and they had children going to school in the dark.
See there?
So the reason we have you in
is,
number one, you know everything.
He does.
You just
He's
answered that question
man.
For us.
It's incredible.
We walk out of here, and you said, hey, fellas, I know Yakov Smirnoff.
I used to know. Yeah.
How do you know Yakov Smirnoff?
Well, he had a special on television that I helped him with. He did a show at Washington State University, and I ran radio stations there, not at the school, but the
You're
commercial stations.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I introduced him, and then I took him and his writer, my wife and I took him out to dinner, you know, and he was saying that he was going to be doing a television special, Yakov Smirnoff from Moscow, Idaho. Which was right next door. So we took him over there. We helped him find the theater to do it in. to record the show in. So we went around Moscow and
was
all that.
Was this like an HBO special?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think it was an HBO. Yeah. One of those. Yeah. I think that's all there was back then.
Yeah, right.
This was like 30 years ago.
Oh, in the 80s, probably.
It was about 1990. I think it was 1990.
When you were just hanging out with him as normal people and he wasn't performing, does he have that accent?
Yes, yeah. Well,
he's from Russia. He's from
Russia. I understand, but a lot of people, I mean, he's been doing the same stick for 40 years now.
He may
sound like an American now.
No.
It was kind of funny because sometimes when he would call me, you know, because we were working on details and he'd be in Los Angeles and he would call me and he would use his American accent. Ooh. And I'd say, "Oh, hi, Yakov. How are you doing?" And he goes, "Oh, the heck with you." You know, that's not actually what he said. But
you must have lived a fascinating life. So you're out there in Washington.
I still am, by the way.
And how'd you get to St. Louis?
By car? No. I probably shouldn't say this. I'm a disc jockey. I'm a program director. I'm a morning guy. And back then I was, you know, a program director of a top 40 radio station and a news talk station. Yeah. And that's what I
could you hit the posts?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you live. Blah, blah, blah. Here comes the Beatles. Blah, blah, blah.
You wouldn't work for me.
No. But that's what they all sound like back in the day, didn't they?
So, no, not at top all. 40 radio station. Oh, mm-hmm. Let's get into your sweet spot of music.
Right. Oh, my sweet spot? Well, it's changed. Most of my career, for 25 years, I was a voting member of the Country Music Association.
Oh, wow.
A lot of CMA stuff.
Yeah.
My sweet spot is actually because of that is country music from the really the 70s through the 90s.
So you're talking Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard.
Yeah, that's where it begins. Yeah. I never met those people, but certainly met Clint
Travis
Black.
Travis Tritt.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Garth Brooks.
Yes, I used to talk to Garth Brooks occasionally.
Really?
Yeah.
He'd call into the show?
He's talked.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's great because he called in. Now when Garth Brooks calls a show,
you take the call.
It's like having Shawn Michaels.
And so we were doing a morning show, and this was like the 7 o'clock hour, which is the critical hour in the morning show. And we talked for, I don't know, it was a half an hour.
You and Garth.
Yeah. Well, me and Garth and my morning show partner.
Right.
Yeah. We just were shooting the breeze.
Talking about his hat and stuff.
Well, about his, he had a new show is when he came out of retirement.
Oh, wow.
And so he was touring and so we talked to him.
What station was this?
How about this
guy? This was in Northern Arizona.
He was a big deal then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, him to call you in.
Yeah, but he was that kind of guy.
This might be the most fascinating man ever to set foot at the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Talking about Shawn Michael Lyle.
Well, that's because I'm not from here, so the things I have to say are things that you haven't heard 100 times before.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's remarkable. And, I mean, you do such a great job with the news, and people hear you deliver the news. You got a great voice, and you obviously know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you're a fascinating guy.
Well, yeah. My wife thinks so.
So do you kids? Now. You and your wife have kids?
No, we never had kids. No kids. No kids.
Huh.
I've been married since I was my entire adult life plus 1 year.
So you know what that means.
He gets retired early.
He's loaded.
Yeah.
He's loaded. I mean,
no,
this guy.
I don't get loaded.
No, he's talking about cash. Yeah. You haven't had to pay for kids.
I don't get loaded that way either. Oh, but the Yakov Smirnoff thing.
Yeah.
One more thing is at the... you can Google the trailer, and it's Yakov Smirnoff. That's not really his name. He took that from the liquor, which, by the way, is made in Illinois.
Yeah.
Yakov Smirnoff, Moscow, from Moscow, .. Idaho.
Yeah.
And the trailer will show the beginning of the show, which are these people standing in line in the snow and everything. And if you look at that, and it kind of goes along, you'll see a man and a woman turn and look back. That's my wife and I. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, but you wouldn't recognize me because
if if he were in St. Louis, he came in here, would he know who you were?
I would have, if I told him about, you remember back when, he would remember at some point.
Well, this was a big turning point in his career.
$5,000 check I handed him back.
No, he ain't going to remember
that
you.
He would remember.
He ain't going to remember you.
All we did was buy him pizza.
Is that right?
Yeah, but my wife said something to him that really stuck with him, that he really liked, and because we were talking about comedy, and she said, well, all comedy is your expectation violated.
Ooh.
That's what he said.
That's very deep.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And he was like, Wow, that is so right.
Well, Michael over here has been violating people for years.
Stop it.
Must
no,
be
I
a
haven't.
Great comedian.
Yeah, I'm about to violate you, buddy. Hey, Sean, how long you been living in St. Louis now?
About a year and a half.
You like it?
Yeah. Well, I live right downtown, so it's really, you know, it's a classic American
city. Have you
city.
Found your favorite restaurants?
Oh, well, you know, because of COVID, and this is the funny thing about moving to St. Louis, what we did. We say it's like getting to know, being introduced to somebody when they're asleep.
Right.
You know, and that's the problem with COVID. So
you've never been to a Cardinal game, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been to home and away.
Oh really?
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I've been to a lot of... Oh, actually, my first Cardinal game was when I was a little kid. Not here.
Oh, okay.
Candlestick Park. Juan Marichal against Bob Gibson.
Nice.
My
that
word.
That was my first
that
baseball game.
That would have been 1973.
No. That
four.
Was like 68.
Oh, way early.
Yeah,
oh,
way early.
They were both in their
did
prime
ever,
then.
Did you ever collect baseball cards?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Did you ever have a Nolan Ryan rookie card?
Yeah, I did.
No, I did not.
Would you have sold it for $20?
Yeah, I did.
I had a Roberto Clemente card.
Yeah,
It wasn't rookie or anything like that. And I think I used it for the bicycle.
Right,
that's what I was talking about. Yeah. You put them in your bicycle.
There was the one Roberto Clemente card where he's standing there and he's like tossing a ball up in the air. But there's no, you know, just a weird looking. But anyway,
So I didn't care about that. And when we went to see the Pirates, I didn't care that Roberto Clemente was playing. All I cared about was Willie Stargell.
Yeah, Pops.
Yeah.
Well, folks, all of our lives are just a bit richer now for having spent these last few minutes with Sean Michael Lyle, the voice of the news here at night on KMOX. Sean, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
When we come back, what's trending, Michael?
Visiting with Braxton Payne. Listen to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Every week at this this time, we'll check in with our good buddy Braxton Payne.
Hervé Velázquez.
Hervé Velázquez? I don't even know who he is.
He was, you know, the Fantasy Island, Duplain.
Oh, Duplain!
Yeah,
yeah. Duplain! Who was the old man on that show?
That was Ricardo Montalban.
So, Braxton Payne joins us now. Brax, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. So, let me just set the stage here. So, Braxton often makes fun of you and I for being old.
Boomers.
Yeah, boomers is the word that was used last week. And so we just decided that maybe Braxton can help make us
am a boomer
a bit more hip by talking about what's trending in our world.
All right.
I like this because, you know, Braxton's the reason I know about the Oculus. Remember the thing you played at my office?
That's the thing that's got eight legs?
No, that's an octopus. This is the glasses you had on and you were playing golf you were like, oh my gosh, look at me.
That's the octopus. I had it on.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing, PJ. You put the goggles on there and they give you a little golf club in your hand and... As far as the eye can see, you're on a golf course.
It's incredible.
The ball's right there.
And John playing.
The trees
I have videos
here.
Of him playing. I'll show it to you.
The greens on down the road there.
Yeah.
And
it's a shame we don't have a television component for this.
Just like that. And there it was. And there's my ball soaring into the air.
It sounded just like that, Braxton.
200 yards. 300 yards.
Braxton, we taught the old man how to play the Oculus. Yeah. Let's teach him some other stuff. Let's go. What's trending?
Yeah. So I figured I would let you guys pick the topic. I got three here. What's trending on Twitter? You know, I like to look at Twitter. I think we all are Twitter watchers. Some of us tweet. I know John and I do every so often. Not so much about politics, but it's about other things that we like. Yeah. So the three topics we got, it's race week in Formula One. It's 314 day. Mm-hmm. And Russian protester on state TV. These were the top trending things today.
I want to pick the first one. I'm sick of 314 day. It's great. It's all that, but it's totally blown up.
And it's almost over.
Yeah, and it's almost over. And I'm obsessed with F1 racing. And you're right. It's the start of the season. What's trending with F1?
Yeah, so this is the first week. The Bahrain Grand Prix is going to start this weekend. And
where's Bahrain? Does anybody know?
It's in the Middle East.
Middle East, okay. Bless you, John Hancock.
So what I think is really exciting this week is, you know, Formula One is one of the most watched sports in the entire world. I mean, just to compare to the NFL Super Bowl, there was about 112 million people that watched the Super Bowl. The last race of Formula One last year had 450 million people that tuned in.
Just the last race?
Race live. Just
450
the last
million.
It's a truly worldwide sport.
That's more than watch snooker.
Right.
Yeah, they they average about 70 million viewers per race, and they had like about 160 billion people watched it live their entire season.
What's
last
the big
year.
Deal?
Number one, I think a lot of things. It's been a sport for forever. It's been really popular in Europe as well as South America over the years. And I think what's going on now is you see there's a new television show. Not new; it's 4 years old. Called Drive to Survive on Netflix that I think has gotten it into more households. Obviously, Netflix, one of the biggest platforms to stream things on, not only in the United States, but across the world. And you're seeing that many more Americans, including myself and Michael, have gotten into it because of the show. But they've also done what a lot of the other markets or a lot of the other sports have done and expanded into Asia and into the Middle East, where there is a lot of money and a lot of people.
Yeah, and what I like about Drive to Survive, what they've done, I mean, I'd like your take on it, Braxton, but first of all, it has a lot of what people want to see. It's got pretty people, you know, the guys who drive and, you know, the fans who go there, they're pretty.
Yeah.
There's money, because, I mean, this is the most expensive sport in the world, and there are scenic places around the globe. And so then they put that together, and it's like a soap opera, right, Brax?
Yeah, I mean, and John, I don't know if you've ever seen a 30 for 30 on ESPN or something like that.
Yeah.
It has a very similar feel. You know, it's not just talking about racing. You know, I was never technically a race fan. I'm not a fan of NASCAR. But once you get to know the stories behind each of the riders, because I follow each of the drivers throughout the entire year, and you get to know them personally, but it's just like baseball. They have, you know, a team captain, essentially a manager, a principal, however they want to frame it. but they're also part of the story, and it's a billion-dollar industry, and it's kind of, you know, described as the billionaire's playground.
Yeah, so are there like owners, the owners own teams and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so there's a lot of investors. There's obviously, you know, people that are super rich that own majority stakes in teams, and then there's companies that have it like Ferrari, McLaren, Mercedes. But, I mean, this is a sponsorship-driven sport, so each, like, even if you ride for, let's say, a Ferrari team, you're going to have, you know, sponsorships from, you know, a hotel company. McLaren has Hilton Hotels, for example, and they have, you know, on their arms six or seven sponsors because it is so much money driven, and it's so expensive to make one of these cars.
Yeah, but it's the big sponsors, right, Bex? It's McDonald's, it's American Express, it's not Bob's Heating and Cooling, you know?
Exactly. And one of the things, too, I mean, it's not just, you know, the two riders and the principal, the guy that manages the team. You know, on these shows, you're seeing that, I mean, they have six or seven PR people for each rider.
Wow.
The people that build they do this year round, they build the two cars. I mean, it's a staff of sometimes, depending on the team, upwards of 3,000 to 4,000 people that build just these two cars.
So they're building their own cars.
Yeah, they have to build the car.
Huh?
They don't even call it a car. They call it a machine, though.
Yeah.
So, Brax, who is the best Formula One racer out there right now?
Yeah, so last year, Max Verstappen, he races for Red Bull. He won, in my opinion, a pretty controversial last race, the one that had 450 million people. He beat Lewis Hamilton, and Lewis Hamilton is usually known around the world. He's a British racer as kind of the fan favorite. He definitely has a big Twitter presence. This week, actually, he just announced that he's going to hyphenate his last name to include his mother's maiden name, so her legend lives on through him.
What? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, so he's going to hyphenate. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Have you ever seen this guy, John?
No.
He's a black dude. He's really a handsome fella, small guy.
Yeah.
I think he may be the highest paid athlete in the world.
Yeah, and Max Verstappen, the guy that won last year, actually just signed a 40 million euro, which is probably around, what, 54 million dollar deal.
Where's he
just
from?
Recently. He is from the Netherlands.
Of course.
Yeah, he's Dutch.
Yeah. Well, if you know what they say, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
That's what they say.
All right, let's get one other what's trending. We've already talked 314. What's going on in Russia besides a war?
So one of the things that I saw on Twitter, you know, it was on the national trending page today, is in Russian state media, one of the women, she was reporting, it's like Russian National Television 1, which is run by the Russian government, was ending her broadcast, and a protester, I guess, snuck on set with a sign and was behind her and said, "No war. This is propaganda that they're lying to you on national television." And it's the most watched nightly newscast in Russia.
So this would be like night. Lester Holt having somebody running around behind him with a sign?
Exactly.
Oh,
so
my word.
There hasn't been reported on how she got in, but she apparently has been arrested.
Yeah, I wonder if she's still alive.
Exactly what's going to happen to her. And I was thinking about the comparison to what we have in the United States is a lot of times like these, you know, we have Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, Instagram, and sometimes they ban people and they use it as like a, I guess, a badge of honor. But in Russia, you're actually getting locked up for dissenting against the media.
Well, and it's been thousands of people. You know, it's kind of remarkable, actually, that enough people in Russia, and they find access to other news sources. I mean, the online world is what it is, and there's been thousands of Russian citizens have been protesting the war in the streets, knowing full well that it's going to result in their imprisonment, and they've done it anyway. That's one of the interesting things to keep an eye on throughout the course of this ridiculous war in Ukraine, is whether the Russian people have had enough, and I guess, you know, we'll have to keep tuned in to see what happens.
And I think one of the things, too, that I think I'm finding interesting is, you know, obviously we're living through a generational war, that first time where I think social media is so much more prevalent than, you know, even the last Iraq invasion. And you have a country in Ukraine and Russia that, you know, English may not be their first language, but many of the people are online, the the president of Ukraine obviously can speak fluent English.
Yep.
So you're seeing it in live time, a real war. And I think it's really changing opinions on, you know, in live time about not only in their countries, but also around the world. I think there's a pressure from world leaders to do more because a lot of times they're viewed as, you know, they're just like, you know, so-and-so down the street. They understand, they're speaking my language, they're speaking on Twitter, so they're understanding it. And I think that's something that's really going to change the lifetime of this war is because of the instant information that we're able to gain.
Yeah, no question about that. Braxton Payne, what's trending? Thank you so much for your time this time. Until next time.
I will talk to you all soon.
All right.
See you, pal.
Hey, when we come back.
I got to talk to you about charities.
All right, let's do it.
I've got an issue.
All right.
I need some help.
All right, I'm here to help.
Listen. But people, like celebrity-wise, that just, like, irritate you.
Yeah.
Like, when you see them, you just immediately are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye West is becoming that way for me, although, you know,
really?
I don't really care much about Kanye West.
Yeah.
But Sean Hannity's one of those guys.
You don't like Sean Hannity?
Uh-uh. I bet I could come up with a couple that you don't like.
Nah, I don't. I like everybody. You know,
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, not a fan. but I'm, you know, I'm a
Rachel lover. Maddow.
Yeah, no, not a fan.
Exactly.
No, uh-uh.
So listen to this.
The way she's got that crooked thing when she talks out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Sean Hannity, just what comes out of his mouth is what annoys me. You know?
I understand.
Yeah, he's crazy. But so here's the deal.
Yes, here's the
deal. I'm in the automobile the other day.
All right.
And there is an advertisement for a charity that I know nothing about.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And it's being advertised by Sean Hannity.
Okay.
So I immediately process in my own head, there's no way I'd ever give a dollar to that charity because Sean
Hannity's...
Wouldn't
give a dollar to Sean Hannity's charity.
Yeah. Because, it wasn't his charity. It is a national charity. I Googled it.
Right.
It's not a political deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, it truly does do good stuff.
And does it now.
Yeah.
What was it? The most annoying commercial in the history of commercials. Yeah, no. And
it was being done by Sean Hannity. And I immediately thought to myself, simply because he's a part of it.
Yeah.
Even if I had $5 to give away, I'm not giving that $5 to that charity.
Yeah, that charity has not got the best reputation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a lot
of the proceeds from the cars for kids are getting to kids.
But you're a dog guy, right?
I love dogs.
Right. Stray Rescue.
For it.
Right. Stray Rescue's great. They're doing great work here.
For it.
If Barbara Streisand was doing a commercial for Stray Rescue,
I'm fine with it.
That wouldn't irritate you.
No.
Really?
No. If she's doing a commercial for the Humane Society U.S., not the Missouri Humane Society, but the Humane Society U.S., a left-wing anti-organization, then I would not.
What's your problem with the Humane Society?
Of the U.S.
Of the U.S.
Yes.
What's the difference?
They are radical animal activists. They don't think you should eat birds or fish
we're supposed to eat.
They make PETA look mainstream, these people. I mean, they're terrible. Their goal is to eliminate U.S. agriculture.
Why do they care?
Because that's their deal.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I wish I didn't eat animals, but I would hope I'm not going to be one of those people that because, like, if I ever gave up meat, and I just went to, what do they call that, a vegan diet? I've done it in the past, yes. But I'm not doing any well on anything right now, brother. Look at me.
How are you coming on Lent?
I'm not doing well, brother.
You got to find something you can give up for Lent.
But listen, I am at a point right now where I either have to get it under control or I have to sign up to become a wrestler at the Chase.
Wow.
You know, off the top rope, make the whole thing
I've
move.
Seen you. I have seen you muster the intestinal fortitude before.
I know.
And lose. I mean, you lost a lot of weight.
I've lost 40, 50 pounds. Years ago. Yeah.
The eating, the diet, the exercise, the discipline. I've seen it.
And then when you and I go play pool, I can't have a pretzel anymore.
No, yeah.
Can't enjoy a nice little soda with you on a weekend when we're relaxing.
No,
got to give that up.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of at a place now where I'm going to get it under control.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to.
Got to happen.
I got to live, too.
You do. Yeah.
But how are you losing weight?
I'm not. And so, you know, what I try to do is I try and take it easy on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So no fast food on Mondays and Tuesdays?
No.
What we eat tonight?
I had a pizza tonight. And then...
And it's Monday?
It's Monday.
So that was taking it easy?
Well, yeah, because I only had like four pieces. And then, so by Wednesday and Thursday, you kind of start, you know, living a little bit. Maybe you have a roast beef sandwich for lunch.
Uh-huh. You like turkey breasts?
I didn't make myself a grilled ham and cheese for lunch today.
How was that?
It was delicious. And so my Monday has not gone as planned, yeah. I think we would say. And then, by the weekend, you're kind of lighten up out there.
So, but here's what happens. When I go on my weight loss stuff,
yeah,
all right, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But I usually wake up and work out first thing. That's good for you.
That's good.
That's good for you. Then I have a protein shake.
Protein
shake. It's like eating like a frozen malt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I blend it in the little...
Protein. You got the little, green kale or whatever the crap you put in there. Yeah.
Right. Then I usually have a turkey sandwich for lunch.
A turkey sandwich.
Some nuts in the afternoon.
Now, on wheat bread, I'm guessing.
Wheat bread, yeah. And then chicken and vegetables at nighttime.
Some nuts. And
like if you do that...
Yeah.
And you do that for like 3 months straight, and you work out every day, you're going to lose a ton of weight.
Huh.
But how much fun is that?
Not fun at all.
Yeah, there's no cold beer in there.
Oof.
There's no ice cream.
Oh.
There's no snacking between meals.
Oh.
There's no chips.
Chips.
No chips.
Oh, you got to have chips.
No pizza. Yeah,
what are you going to eat with a turkey sandwich?
So on a Monday night when we're coming to do our show, I got to be like, hey, John, I'm going to sit over here and eat my frozen chicken breast.
You ever buy that Dean's French onion dip?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, see, we used to make onion dip when we were kids because we would get the sour cream.
Yes.
And then you buy the packets.
Packet. Yeah, and you whip it all together.
Oh, and it was so salty and so good.
You put that chip in
there. What was that packet called?
You got to have...
It was like a French onion soup, right?
Yeah. Probably French onion soup. Yeah. But you got to have the chips that'll stand up to it, you know? Some of these little flimsy chips they're selling these days, no good. You got to have a chip that's got, I like the
ruffles. Some heft.
Yes.
Some heft.
Because you want the chip to go into the dip and come out unscathed. With a dip on the chip, and you put the chip in your mouth, and that is living. And how anyone would want to deny an American citizen of that experience of dipping that chip in that dip.
Now, I don't know how this chip would be in that dip, the French onions, but the most durable chip out there to me is Doritos. Doritos, or not Doritos, what are they called? Fritos. You know, they're kind of thick.
Yeah, the corn, that's no good.
Yeah, they're very thick. Doritos, already got flavor on them. You don't need to dip it into something. That's so you got to go with just a regular chip.
Yeah, and I don't...
Ruffles isn't bad.
The Dorito doesn't do it for me like it used to. I don't know if they've changed the stuff they sprinkle on there, or maybe they had to get the toxic stuff out.
Have you ever had knockoff Doritos like the store brand?
Yeah.
They're no good.
Yeah, no. Knockoff anything is.
What about the knockoff Oreos, the Hydrox? Have you had those before?
Oh, I've had many a time.
I don't like those either.
They're not bad.
But Oreos better.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy a Hydrox just fine.
Can you?
If you're dipping it into the milk. The whole key to the Oreo, Kelly.
No, I don't drink.
You got to go. You got to go 3/4 just to your fingertip. You go 3/4 of the way into the milk, and you let it sit there for approximately 6.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Then you pull that sucker out of the milk. It's soft, and you still got the little crunchy part at the very back. That is the perfect way to enjoy an Oreo cookie.
Listen, I am addicted to ice cream. So I could eat, if you put a gallon of ice cream in here right now, I could eat it by the time we got out of here.
You ever put ice cream in your coffee in the morning?
I've done that before, yeah.
I do that on occasion.
But at the end of the day, I cannot drink milk because I can't sit there and think I am drinking the breast milk of a mammal.
It's a cow. It's milk.
So, it's a mammal.
There's nothing wrong
with that. Just like you and I, I'm drinking milk.
I want to know where they get these 2% cows out there.
Well,
so you got these cows...
Well, they do a DNA test on them.
They're squirting
23andMe.
And
they find out if they got 2% cow on them.
Some of the cows are putting out 2% milk, and some of the cows are putting out vitamin D milk. And then you got
milk.
The skim cows. What's going on with that?
What about the lactose-free cows?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not good.
I don't like milk.
I like milk.
Yeah.
With lasagna.
Ooh. Milk is supposed to be good when you eat something like really...
You got a problem with that, PJ?
It sounds nasty, doesn't it?
What, with the lasagna?
Did your mother used to force you to drink your milk at the table when you were a kid?
does 436-7900, 1-800-9, I can't believe you don't like milk with lasagna.
I don't like milk, period. But milk with pasta?
Oh my gosh.
Milk with pasta?
With lasagna. Or spaghetti for that matter. It's perfect.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
But people, like celebrity-wise, that just like irritate you?
Yeah.
Like when you see them, you just immediately are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Kanye West is becoming that way for me, although, you know,
really?
I don't really care much about Kanye West. Yeah. But Sean Hannity's one of those guys.
You don't like Sean Hannity?
Uh-uh. I bet I could come up with a couple that you don't like.
Nah, I don't. I like everybody. You know,
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, not a fan. I'm
Rachel Maddow.
No, not a fan.
Exactly. So listen to this.
The way she's got that crooked thing when she talks out of her mouth.
Yeah. Well, but Sean Hannity, just what comes out of his mouth is what annoys me. You know?
I understand.
Yeah, he's crazy. But so here's the deal.
Yes, here's the deal.
I'm in the automobile the other day.
All right.
And there is an advertisement for a charity that I know nothing about.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And it's being advertised by Sean Hannity.
Okay.
So I immediately process in my own head, there's no way I'd ever give a dollar to that charity because Sean
Wouldn't
Hannity's.
Give a dollar to Sean Hannity's charity.
Yeah. Because, it wasn't his charity. It is a national charity. I Googled it.
Right.
It's not a political deal.
Uh-huh.
It truly does do good stuff.
And does it now.
Yeah.
What was it?
Huh?
What was it? The most annoying commercial in the history of commercials. Yeah, no. And
it was being done by Sean Hannity. And I immediately thought to myself, simply because he's a part of it.
Yeah.
Even if I had $5 to give away, I'm not giving that $5 to that charity.
Yeah, that charity has not got the best reputation.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But are there...
a lot of the proceeds from the cars for kids are getting to kids.
But you're a dog guy, right?
I love dogs.
Right. Stray Rescue.
For it.
Right. Stray Rescue's great. They're doing great work here.
For it.
If Barbara Streisand was doing a commercial for Stray Rescue...
I'm fine with it.
That wouldn't irritate you.
No.
Really?
No. If she's doing a commercial for the Humane Society U.S., not the Missouri Humane Society, but the Humane Society U.S., a left-wing, organization, then I would not.
What's your problem with the Humane Society?
Of the U.S.
Of the U.S.?
Yes.
What's the difference?
They are radical animal activists. They don't think you should eat birds or fish
we're supposed to eat.
They make PETA look mainstream, these people. I mean, they're terrible. Their goal is to eliminate U.S. agriculture.
Why do they care?
Because that's their deal.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I wish I didn't eat animals.
Yeah.
But I would hope I'm not going to be one of those people that, because like if I ever gave up meat, and I just went to, what do they call that, a vegan diet, I've done it in the past, but I'm not doing any well on anything right now, brother. Look at me.
How you coming on Lent?
I'm not doing well, brother.
You got to find something you can give up for Lent.
But listen, I am at a point right now where I either have to get it under control or I have to sign up to become a wrestler at the Chase.
Wow.
You know, off the top rope, make the
seen you. I have seen you muster the intestinal fortitude before.
I know.
And lose. I mean, you lost a lot of weight.
I've lost 40, 50 pounds. Years ago. Yeah.
The eating, the diet, the exercise, the discipline. I've seen it.
And then you and I go play pool, I can't have a pretzel anymore.
No.
Can't enjoy a nice little soda with you on a weekend when we're relaxing. No, got to give that up.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of at a place now where I'm going to get it under control.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to.
It's got
to
happen.
I got to live, too.
You do. Yeah.
But how are you losing weight?
I'm not. And so, you know, what I try to do is I try and take it easy on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So no fast food on Mondays and Tuesdays?
No.
What we eat tonight?
I had a pizza tonight. And then...
And it's Monday?
It's Monday.
So that was taking it easy?
Well, yeah, because I only had like four pieces. And then, so by Wednesday and Thursday, you kind of start, you know, living a little bit. Maybe you have a roast beef sandwich for lunch.
Uh-huh. You like turkey breasts?
I didn't make myself a grilled ham and cheese for lunch today.
How was that?
It was delicious. And so my Monday has not gone as planned, I think we would say. By the weekend, you're kind of lighten up out there.
So, but here's what happens. When I go on my weight loss stuff, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But I usually wake up and work out first thing. That's good for you. That's good for you. Then I have a protein shake.
Protein shake.
It's like eating like a frozen malt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I blend it in the little...
Protein, you got the little, green kale or whatever the crap you put in there, yeah.
Right. Then I usually have a turkey sandwich for lunch.
A turkey sandwich.
Some nuts in the afternoon.
Now, on wheat bread, I'm guessing.
Wheat bread, yeah. And then chicken and vegetables at nighttime.
Some nuts. And
like, if you do that...
Yeah.
And you do that for like 3 months straight, and you work out every day, you're going to lose a ton of weight.
Huh.
But how much fun is that?
Not fun at all.
Yeah, there's no cold beer in there.
Oof.
There's no ice cream.
Oh.
There's no snacking between meals.
Oh.
There's no chips.
Chips.
No chips.
Oh, you got to have chips.
No pizza. Yeah,
what are you going to eat with a turkey sandwich?
So on a Monday night when we're coming to do our show, I got to be like, hey, John, I'm going to sit over here and eat my frozen chicken breast.
You ever buy that Dean's French onion dip?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, see, we used to make onion dip when we were kids because we would get the sour cream.
Yes.
And then you buy the packets.
Packet. Yeah, and you whip it all together.
Oh, and it was so salty and so good.
You put that chip in
there. What was that packet called?
You got to have...
It was like a French onion soup, right?
Yeah. Probably French onion soup. Yeah. But you got to have the chips that will stand up to it, you know? Some of these little flimsy chips that they're selling these days, no good. You got to have a chip that's got, I like the
Some
ruffles.
Heft.
Yes.
Some heft.
Because you want the chip to go into the dip and come out unscathed. with a dip on the chip, and you put the chip in your mouth, and that is living. And how anyone would want to deny an American citizen of that experience of dipping that chip in that dip.
Now, I don't know how this chip would be in that dip, the French onions, but the most durable chip out there to me is Doritos. Doritos, or not Doritos, what are they called? Fritos. You know, they're kind of thick.
Yeah, the corn, that's no good.
Yeah, they're very thick. Doritos, they already got flavor on them. You don't need to dip it into something. That's so you got to go with just a regular chip.
Yeah, and I don't...
Ruffles isn't bad.
The Dorito doesn't do it for me like it used to. I don't know if they've changed the stuff they sprinkle on there, or maybe they had to get the toxic stuff out.
Have you ever had knockoff Doritos like the store brand?
Yeah.
They're no good.
Yeah, no. Knockoff anything is...
What about the knockoff Oreos, the Hydrox? Have you had those before?
Oh, I've had many a time.
I don't like those either.
They're not bad.
But Oreos better.
Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy a Hydrox just fine.
Can you?
If you're dipping it into the milk. The whole key to the Oreo, Kelly.
No, I don't drink.
You got to go. You got to go 3/4 just to your fingertip. You go 3/4 of the way into the milk, and you let it sit there for approximately 6.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Then you pull that sucker out of the milk. It's soft, and you still got the little crunchy part at the very back. That is the perfect way to enjoy an Oreo cookie.
Listen, I am addicted to ice cream. So I could eat, if you put a gallon of ice cream in here right now, I could eat it by the time we got out of here.
You ever put ice cream in your coffee in the morning?
I've done that before, yeah.
I do that on occasion.
But at the end of the day, I cannot drink milk because I can't sit there and think I am drinking the breast milk of a mammal.
It's a cow. It's milk.
So, it's a mammal.
There's nothing wrong
with that. Just like you and I, I'm drinking milk.
I want to know where they get these 2% cows out there.
Well,
so you got these cows... You know,
well, they do a DNA test on them.
They're squirting
23andMe,
and
they find out if they got 2% cow in them.
Some of the cows are putting out 2% milk, and some of the cows are putting out vitamin D milk. And then you got
milk.
The skim cows. What's going on with
that? What about the lactose-free cows? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I don't like milk.
I like milk.
Yeah.
With lasagna.
Oof. You know, milk is supposed to be good when you eat something like really...
You got a problem with that, PJ?
It sounds nasty, doesn't it?
What, with the lasagna?
Did your mother used to force you to drink your milk at the table when you were a kid?
Does 436-7900, 1-800-9... I can't believe you don't like milk with lasagna.
I don't like milk, period. But milk with pasta?
Oh, my gosh.
Milk with pasta?
With lasagna. Or spaghetti, for that matter. It's perfect.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, you eat milk with, like, cereal.
Yeah, yeah. And pasta.
No, you don't eat milk with pasta.
With lasagna.
We're in a pasta town, buddy.
Yeah?
People don't eat milk with pasta.
Well, I'm sure they do.
314-436-7900. 1-800.
Prove me right.
925.
Or we won't take
1120.
We'll be back.
I can't think of one, like, main course dish out there that I would drink milk with.
Lasagna.
That's nasty.
Spaghetti.
That's pasta, John.
What's the matter with you?
Let's go to the phone lines. John, you're on KMOX.
John? Well, John Hancock, true Italians drink wine with their pasta. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, excellent point.
Have you ever heard of anybody drinking milk with their pasta?
My kids.
Your kids.
Uh-huh.
Did you force them to do that?
No.
No. And Hydrox was around long before Oreos.
Long before.
Oreos has milk chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Hydrox don't.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why the Oreos are better, huh?
Yes. The milk chocolate.
Hydrox were around before Oreos?
Where were you?
I thought they were knockoffs.
They saved Sunshine from going under to Nabisco.
John, how do you know all this stuff about food?
He's incredible, this guy.
The food that made America.
Yeah?
On Discovery Channel every Sunday night.
Yeah, do you watch that, huh?
Or History Channel every Sunday night. It's great.
John, what's your favorite restaurant in St. Louis?
What's my favorite restaurant in St. Louis? Bartolino's.
They love Bartolino's.
Yeah,
we have their pizza.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you and I have had that down here.
John, thank you for calling in. Thank you for the wine suggestion. Are you a Cab man or a Merlot guy?
A what?
Cabernet or Merlot?
Merlot.
Okay. All right, then. All right, John, thank you so much. Appreciate that. I'm still saying, Michael.
Yes.
There's something, you know, the pasta. You got the pasta, you got the beef, and you got the cheese all going on there.
Yeah, you don't drink milk
And you get thirsty eating that stuff. Uh-huh. And there is nothing. You can't pound a glass of wine. You can't like glug 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 gug, you know, milk like that. And when you're eating pasta, it is the perfect beverage.
Ugh, that is nasty.
Well, I'm sorry for you because you missed out and you've obviously never tried.
How many glasses of milk do you think you drink in a week?
Depends if I have lasagna.
You only drink milk when you eat lasagna.
And spaghetti.
Have you ever talked to your therapist about this?
Not about this.
There has to be some connection to only drinking milk with pasta.
No. It's
was it imprinted in you in childhood?
No. It just goes perfectly with it. I mean, perfectly.
Perfect.
And at Lee. And I don't care whether it's homemade lasagna. Sometimes you get the Stouffer's lasagna. You've had that. And
no, I have not had Stouffer's.
The Stouffer's family size lasagna from the super. Sometimes I don't even know you.
Well, listen, I'm one of six kids.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how they fed us?
In
they
shifts?
Had to buy in bulk, yeah, and they just throw it out there, and that's the reason I, you know, am big now. I'm finally able to beat every people to the food.
What is your go-to dinner? I mean, let's say you're on death row, and they're going to give you the big shot in the morning, and okay. So you get your final meal.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
All right. I'm going to stick with the Bartolino's. I would probably get either a Bartolino's or a Pio's pizza.
A pizza.
Pio's in St. Charles.
Last meal.
Bartolino's. Oh, no, I got more.
Okay.
I'd like, as a side dish, I'd like a white pasta.
Yeah.
A little, maybe like a little cavatelli noodle with Alfredo sauce.
That's the one that looks like a little shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'd like a.
You ever mix the red pasta with a white pasta?
Well, what do they call that?
They call it red and white pasta.
No, I don't ever do that. I don't ever mix pastas.
Yeah, okay.
I would probably do a St. Louis style salad, you know, the old pasta house salad
type bad.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dessert, ice cream.
Ice cream. Straight up.
Yeah, straight ice cream.
Okay. No Any appetizer flavor. For your last meal.
Well, I'll tell you, sticking with the Italian theme, I'd probably go to Lombardo's and get the calzone. Which is essentially a pizza.
Right.
What's your death row meal?
Well, so if they're going to give me the shot in the morning because I've done something horribly wrong, mm-hmm. which, of course, we all know would never happen.
No. You don't like to talk.
But so I would start off with an order of the calamari fritti.
What's fritti mean?
It's calamari, fried.
Oh, okay.
And you got the red sauce there, and you dip that in. And it's got to be lightly breaded, the calamari, kind of like they do it at Paul Manos.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd have a little of that. A glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
and or maybe I'd have maybe I'd have a cocktail first, and then cocktail because they're going to give me the shot in the morning.
Yeah, you're gonna, might as well get hammered.
Yeah, right. And so then I'd go with the calamari fritti. And at that point, I'd probably bring out the bottle of of Cabernet, and I'd probably go with the.
For some reason, if you're in jail, I bet you're drinking wine out of a box. I'd
probably go with the Duckhorn. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get to the next part.
Move into the lobster ravioli, which is a magnificent dish. And you get the lobster and the ravioli and the sauce, and you got the wine. And so now I've had two appetizers. Then
does the lobster ravioli come in red sauce or white sauce?
It's a yellowish kind of a sauce. It's garlic. Right. It's got stuff going on. Lots of stuff going on there. And then you're going to move into the crab stuffed filet.
Oh.
Yes. So you get the filet, medium rare, stuffed with crab meat. Very good. And I prefer that actually in the lobster ravioli sauce. I use the same sauce on top of that filet, which is very good.
Uh-huh.
A side of white pasta. Uh-huh. I would go with the fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah. Ooh,
and then you must have a green vegetable if you're going to be enjoying. I'm on my second glass of the duckhorn.
You into asparagus or broccoli?
I would be going with some steamed spinach.
Ooh,
on
agree.
The side of that
dog. Yeah.
Ooh. And you eat that, and then by the time you get through that, you're forgetting about the fact that you're about to die in the morning. And so, and then for dessert, I'm going to dial up the tiramisu.
Really?
Yeah. And
I thought you would get what your wife makes for you because I like to say it because you are the whitest guy I know, but you suddenly can put a Greek accent on and say
the spanakopita?
Baklava.
Oh, the baklava?
The baklava.
Yeah, baklava is very good. But the baklava. If, well, in the thematics, yeah, I'm going to go with the tiramisu.
You ever heard him say the Greek words? You know, he just sounds like a Hoosier. Yeah, baklava.
In the Spanakopita.
Can you believe that 2 hours is already gone?
It's hard to believe that we're still here.
I bet they're going to have the best of Glover after us.
It's something big is about to happen. And then, of course, you got that great program called whatever the heck it's called that comes on after that.
And then the most important program is to be back here in the morning for Total Information AM with Debbie, our buddy Monterey. Debbie Monterey. Yeah. That's Michael, John Hancock.
We're done here. I want to thank PJ and our new friend Dane for helping out. See you around the corner.
I can't think of one, like, main course dish out there that I would drink milk with.
Lasagna.
That's nasty. Spaghetti. That's pasta, John.
What's the matter with you?
Let's go to the phone lines. John, you're on KMOX.
John?
Well, John Hancock, true Italians drink wine with their pasta.
That's right.
Yeah, excellent point.
Have you ever heard of anybody drinking milk with their pasta?
My kids.
Your kids. Uh-huh. Did you force them to do that?
No.
No. And Hydrox was around long before Oreos.
Long
and
before.
Oreos has milk chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Hydrox don't.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why the Oreos are better, huh?
Yes. The milk chocolate.
Hydrox were around before Oreos?
Where were you?
I thought they were knockoffs.
They saved Sunshine from going under to Nabisco.
John, how do you know all this stuff about food?
He's incredible, this guy.
The food that made America.
Yeah.
On Discovery Channel every Sunday night.
Yeah, wow. You watch that, huh?
Or History Channel every Sunday night. It's great.
John, what's your favorite restaurant in St. Louis?
What's my favorite restaurant in St. Louis? Bartolino's.
They love Bartolino's. Yeah, we have their pizza.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you and I have had that down here.
John, thank you for calling in. Thank you for the wine suggestion. Are you a cab man or a Merlot guy?
A what?
Cabernet or Merlot?
Merlot.
Okay. All right, then. All right, John, thank you so much. Appreciate that. I'm still saying, Michael.
Yes.
That, so there's something, you know, the pasta. You got the pasta, you got the beef, and you got the cheese all going on there.
Yeah, you don't drink milk.
And you get thirsty eating that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there is nothing. You can't pound a glass of wine. You can't, like, glug, 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 gug, you know, milk like that. And when you're eating pasta, it is the perfect beverage.
Ugh. That is nasty.
Well, I'm sorry for you because you missed out, and you've obviously never tried.
How many glasses of milk do you think you drink in a week?
Depends if I have lasagna.
You only drink milk when you eat lasagna.
And spaghetti.
Have you ever talked to your therapist about this?
And not about this.
There has to be some connection to only drinking milk with pasta.
No. It's
Was it imprinted in you in childhood?
No. It just goes perfectly with it. I mean, perfectly.
Perfect.
And at Lee. And I don't care whether it's homemade lasagna. Sometimes you get the Stouffer's lasagna. You've had that. And
no, I've not had Stouffer's.
The Stouffer's family size lasagna from the super. Sometimes I don't even know you.
Well, listen, I'm one of six kids.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how they fed us? They had to buy in bulk, yeah. And they just throw it out there. And that's the reason I'm big now. I'm finally able to beat every people to the food.
What is your go-to dinner? I mean, let's say you're on death row. And they're going to give you the big shot in the morning. And so you get your final meal.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
All right. I'm going to stick with the Bartolino's. I would probably get either a Bartolino's or a Pio's pizza.
A pizza.
Pio's in St. Charles.
Last meal.
Bartolino. Oh, no, I got more.
Okay.
I'd like, as a side dish, I'd like a white pasta.
Yeah.
A little, maybe like a little cavatelli noodle with Alfredo sauce.
That's the one that looks like a little shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'd like a.
You ever mix the red pasta with a white pasta?
Well, what do they call that?
They call it red and white pasta.
No, I don't ever do that. I never mix pastas.
Yeah, okay.
I would probably do a St. Louis style salad, you know, the old pasta house salad
type bad.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dessert, ice cream.
Ice cream. Straight up.
Yeah, straight ice cream.
Okay. No Any appetizer flavor. For your last meal.
Well, I'll tell you, sticking with the Italian theme, I'd probably go to Lombardo's and get the calzone. which is essentially a pizza.
Right.
What's your death row meal?
Well, so if they're going to give me the shot in the morning because I've done something horribly wrong, mm-hmm. which, of course, we all know would never happen.
Oh, you don't like to talk.
But so I would start off with an order of the calamari fritti.
What's fritti mean?
It's calamari, fried.
Oh, okay.
And you got the red sauce there, and you dip that in. And it's got to be lightly breaded, the calamari, kind of like they do it at Paul Manos.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd have a little of that, a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And or maybe I'd have, maybe I'd have a cocktail first, and then a cocktail, because they're going to give me the shot in the morning.
Yeah, you're gonna, might as well get hammered.
Yeah, right. And so then I'd go with the calamari fritti. And uh-huh. at that point, I'd probably bring out the bottle of Cabernet, and I'd probably go with the...
For some reason, if you're in jail, I bet you're drinking wine out of a box. I'd
probably go with the Duckhorn Cabernet.
Okay. Well, let's get to the next
part. And then I would move into the lobster ravioli, which is a magnificent dish, and you get the lobster and the ravioli and the sauce, and you got the wine, and so now I've had two appetizers. Then...
Does the lobster ravioli come in red sauce or white sauce?
It's a yellowish kind of a sauce. It's garlic, it's got stuff going on, lots of stuff going on there. And then you're going to move into the crab stuffed filet.
Ooh.
Yes. So you get the filet, medium rare, stuffed with crab meat. Very good. And I prefer that actually in the lobster ravioli sauce. I use the same sauce on top of that filet, which is very good. A side of white pasta. Uh-huh. I would go with the fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah. Ooh,
and then you must have a green vegetable if you're going to be enjoying. I'm on my second glass of the Duckhorn.
You into asparagus or broccoli?
I would be going with some steamed spinach.
Ooh, I agree.
On the side of that dog.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you eat that, and then by the time you get through that, you're forgetting about the fact that you're about to die in the morning. And so, and then for dessert, I'm going to dial up the tiramisu.
Really?
Yeah. And
I thought you would get what your wife makes for you, because I like to say it, because you are the whitest guy I know, but you suddenly can put a Greek accent on and say...
The spanakopita?
Baklava.
Oh, the baklava?
The baklava.
Yeah, baklava is very good. But
the baklava.
Well, in the thematics, I'm going to go with the tiramisu.
You ever heard him say the Greek words? You know, he just sounds like a Hoosier. Yeah, baklava.
In the spanakopita.
Can you believe that 2 hours is already gone?
It's hard to believe that we're still here.
I bet they're going to have the best of Glover after us.
It's something big is about to happen. And then, of course, you got that great program called whatever the heck it's called that comes on after that.
And then the most important program is to be back here in the morning for Total Information AM with our buddy Debbie Monterey.
Yeah.
That's Michael, John Hancock.
We're done here. I want to thank PJ and our new friend Dane for helping out. See you around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.